Yes, sir.
Creating what?
Tension.
Tension?
Yeah.
Well, if I insulted him, you know. No, great. Well, that's good. I like to call it contrast. You know, tension is good. It, well, like we started out with Soldier's Joy. Somewhere along the line, I decided to do resolve that tension, and sometimes it's nice not to resolve it. Like one of my favorite chords, the end of tune in D minor, instead of a nice, clean D minor, I like to put a major D minor with a major 7. In other words, instead of that, I do. To me, that's like the question mark. Leave it up, leave them hanging a little bit. And so I think tension is a good thing. Also, contrast is a good thing. Sometimes that means tension. Sometimes it just means something different. Like if I write a tune, I usually like the bridge, the second part, or if it has more than two parts, to be different. Like if there's a lot of notes in the first part, like I wrote a tune called 1616, which has a. And that's the first part. The second part is. Well, the rhythm's gone. Just do the same tempo all the time, the same key all the time. So, you know, so if you change it up, you know, throw in a waltz. If you do a red hot number, medium, slow, fat, you know, different grooves. And especially when I started trying to earn a living just playing instrumentals, I hadn't really been done with that much in bluegrass. Bluegrass is, you know, at least 85% singing, and unfortunately, with me, it's 85% bad singing, so I just never considered myself much of a singer, although through the years I've worked on it, but fell into playing gigs with Richard Green, fiddle player, who was not much of a singer either. So we decided maybe we could make a go of playing instrumentals, but we realized we had to do a lot of variety. So we started doing Django tunes, Duke Ellington tunes, you know, we'd throw in a, you know, Bill Monroe hoedown and then play a waltz. People responded to that. A lot of room to arrange things. But get back to the original question. Tension is good, but usually it's good if it resolves. Sometimes. You guys have.
That was a great answer.
They always put in these crazy chords. The whole style or the improvisation part is based on reinterpreting melodies and harmonies rather than just playing it so-called straight. And of course, that's a challenge because they do this with some of the world's greatest melodies, in a sentimental mood. So it's a real challenge to play something off the top of your head that's going to be as good as that melody. So it really helps to know that melody. And I think it's good to let folks know where you are at the song sometimes, as opposed to just playing a lot of stuff. Try to make it mean something. Really?
Yeah.